Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. Congressman George Santos vowing to clear his name after entering not guilty pleas in federal court on 13 counts, including fraud and misuse of campaign funds and unemployment benefits. Outside court, Santos said he's innocent.
I'm going to fight my battle. I'm going to deliver. I'm going to fight the witch hunt. I'm going to take care of clearing my name, and I look forward to doing that.
The Republican representative is out on a $500,000 bond. He is free to return to Congress. Homeland Security issuing new immigration restrictions that will kick in when Title 42 expires tomorrow. The pandemic-era health rule allowed border agents to expel asylum seekers. Officials are preparing for a surge of migrants. The mayor of Philadelphia says the search for two escaped inmates is a priority. The pair escaped Sunday from the Philadelphia Industrial Correctional Center. It took 19 hours before officials discovered the missing. The union representing correctional officers says the city prison is understaffed. This is ABC News. Writer E. Jean Carroll says she's relieved and elated after a jury in New York held former President Trump liable for battery and defamation in the civil case she brought against him.
It was 3 days, 3 days of testimony. I was shaking quite a bit, but I felt strong because I knew I was telling the truth, and I just stuck to it.
Carroll was awarded $5 million. A search is underway off the coast of Southern California after a military jet apparently crashed into the water.
Coast Guard helicopters and planes are now searching the waters off San Clemente Island off the coast of San Diego County. A military training Learjet is reported to have gone down. Debris was seen in the water. The plane had three people on board. They have not been found. There have been several fatal military training incidents around the island in recent years, including the deaths of nine service members in 2020 when their amphibious assault vehicle sank. Alex Stone, ABC News.
I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. 2023 is the deadliest year for law enforcement officers in Wisconsin in 20 years. St. Croix County Sheriff Scott Knutson was Deputy Katie Lysing's boss. She's the fourth law enforcement officer killed in Wisconsin so far this year.
We need good cops. They tell them to get cops. And it's frustrating.
Lysing was shot and killed in a traffic stop last Saturday. Milwaukee County leaders are striking out a local buy-in to help maintain American Family Field. The idea was voted down in committee Monday. Republicans say lawmakers want Milwaukee and Milwaukee County to pay at least part of the $300 million to keep the stadium maintained. In sports, the Dodgers beat the Brewers last night 6-2. The rubber match of the series is today. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come pick it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats. And there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW. And on the Civic Media app.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats. And there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening.
Three, two, one.
Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dominic, I'm calling this a Witch Hunt and Cancel Culture Wednesday edition.
I'll call it Hump Day, Crudy. Good to see you. Evan working the board, the fair audience. Thank you for joining us.
Dominic, there are a lot of big stories today. Perhaps the bigger-ish one. George Santos, sitting U.S. Congressman, Republican, indicted. Lots of charges.
Lots and lots of charges.
Wire fraud, money laundering, lots and lots of charges. Hell, even committing unemployment fraud. And my understanding is George Santos, in, you know, his brief tenure in Congress so far, has been a big part of trying to push against unemployment fraud, something apparently he knows a lot about.
Well, maybe he understands how, pardon me, how easy it was for him, and he wants to button that up, you know, climb the ladder and pull the ladder up behind you. That's how Santos does it.
Well, Dom, I'd love to talk about that from the top, but we've got to get to the cancel culturing happening right in our own backyard. Poor, poor U.S. Senator Ron Johnson.
Oh, Rojo.
Apparently Rojo has been canceled, and not by us. Although Dom did cancel him somewhere.
He's kind of been canceled. I don't invite him around anymore.
It's an unofficial mean girl sort of cancellation.
I mean.
Medical College of Wisconsin backs off, as the headline says, hosting panel featuring Ron Johnson. Then the fallout begins.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dominic, the Medical College of Wisconsin last week called off a panel on the uses and abuses of diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts in medicine and science after students and faculty said the subject lacked scientific evidence and flew in the face of the college's values.
Well, that sounds like something Rojo would attend.
The decision has triggered speakers on the panel, including U.S. Senator Ron Johnson among them, to argue they are victims of cancel culture and intolerance of contrary thought in academia. Yeah, when you're wrong, we don't tolerate it as much. I read on. The fallout is a classic clash. Classic clash. Say that three times fast. Between those who embrace diversity, in this case, want to address the underlying inequities that cause health disparities, and those who argue that diversity, race, and equity efforts are teaching white guilt and undermining the ideals of freedom and equality by contending systemic racism has created two Americas.
I wonder what side Rojo falls on.
He's colorblind, Dom.
Yeah.
At the center is the medical college, whose leadership gave reasons for canceling the event that neither side found adequate. In an email to campus Thursday, which was obtained by the Journal Sentinel, the Medical College of Wisconsin president and CEO John Raymond said he wasn't rescinding the use of campus facilities for the panel because of the views of the speakers or concerns about its makeup. He was doing so because discussions surrounding the panel had become unacceptably disruptive and distracted us from the responsibility of our upcoming graduation events. This weekend graduation here in Madison as well, Dom, and Mother's Day, of course. Don't want to upset Mom. While I have decided to rescind the use of our facilities for the symposium, I am retaining the possibility to allow the symposium or a similar event to be held at the MCW in the future under less disruptive conditions, Dom. If it ain't disruptive, you ain't doing it right.
Crudy, no one interviewed Tuesday understood what Raymond was referring to, and a campus spokesperson did not provide any specific concerns about safety or campus disruptions. A quote from Wisconsin State Rep Dave Murphy of Greenville, Wisconsin. That's Crudy's buddy. Here's what he said.
You used to live in that area, man. You literally lived in Greenville. I've interviewed the man a couple times, and he's very Mr. Rogers when you get a little video of the man. But the underlying sentiment, Dom, he's anti-vaxxer, anti-constitution, and certainly anti-Joe Biden. Let's go, Brandon.
He said, I was flabbergasted trying to envision a bunch of medical students and their doctor professors marching with pitchforks on our event. Again, Rep. Dave Murphy of Greenville. The panel was scheduled for May 12th. In addition to Johnson and Murphy, it was to feature John Saylor, a senior fellow and director of university policy at the National Association of Scholars.
Wait. Just because you call yourselves that, that's it. Dom, I've heard you claim you could be in Mensa, and I don't think it's true either. You know what I mean? Like, we can all make up a title. It's like making up a club so you can be the president.
Yes, I am the senior fellow of Most Awesome Radio Show Ever Association. The organization, the National Association of Scholars, was founded by Steve Balch, B-A-L-C-H, a conservative scholar who called the 2020 election a liberal coup and has opposed efforts to legalize same-sex marriage. The Wisconsin chapter of the organization, the Wisconsin Association of Scholars, organized the event. The National Association of Scholars, through a group called Civics Alliance, argues that American higher education institutions have been taken over by a radical establishment determined to replace proper civics education with pedagogies such as critical race theory and action civics, which euphemize radical political activism in the classroom. In court, the association has authored amicus brief against the consideration of race in college admissions and in defense of a teacher who was fired for refusing to use a student's preferred pronouns. So there's a little background of the organization.
You know why I know what the pedagogies are? Because I listen to the Busted Pencils right here on the Civic Media. Dr. Tim Slecker, that's like education talk, Dom. You know, because they are the renowned, National Association of We Made Up the Name Scholars?
In a statement to the Journal Sentinel, a college spokesperson said the event was not sponsored, sanctioned, or endorsed by the Medical College of Wisconsin, adding the college, quote, shares its facilities routinely with many outside groups.
Yeah, but that's a nice trick. By going to the Medical College of Wisconsin, seemingly it would cast its credibility upon the symposium being hosted there. It's not like you're just renting out your facilities. You're not the Wisconsin Center, are you?
It kind of seems like they kind of are. I mean, you got facilities, may as well use them. The Journal Sentinel continues, regardless, the panel sparked alarm among students and faculty in a petition more than 1,000 signatures strong. They questioned why the college was providing a platform to an event that lacked any physician voices and any academic experts on diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts in education. A quote from the petition: the presence of this organization on campus directly impacts our students, especially those who are routinely subjected to discrimination and the effects of racism. discourse that is politically motivated and not rooted in evidence adds nothing to the Medical College of Wisconsin learning community and makes our learners feel unsafe. As their faculty, we feel that it is our duty to strongly state our opposition to this event.
Dominic, I want to jump ahead for the reason, you know, those that would decry the cancellation of this event, and there are a number of students on campus quoted, but, you know, I want to get more information out there. Members of the panel expressed their disagreement with Raymond's decision to what? Rescind facilities. Johnson, Rojo, as we call him occasionally, who has repeatedly championed and amplified misinformation about health and science. Oh, yes, he has.
Yeah, put that guy in the medical college.
Try all the drugs, said through his spokesperson, that the cancellation was unfortunate and indicative of the current lack of freedom and diversity of thought in higher education. The center did not realize the panel was being billed as focusing on diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts in healthcare. He was asked to be on the panel to provide his insights regarding our failed response to COVID, according to his communications director, Dom. So a diversity inclusion panel, including the whitest guy in Congress, U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. And of course, he's an anti-vaxxer, pro-ivermectin, pro-hydroxychloroquine, pro-snake oil. Seems quite odd that they offer a symposium. And here's the other part. Through Pels, Rojo says he embraces the idea, and I used the quote before, Dom, here's where I got it. In quotes, Ron Johnson thinks we should embrace the idea of a colorblind society, says the rich white man. And questions if students were truly being admitted to medical schools based on merit and qualifications. You know, he doesn't like diversity, Dom, because some white kid might get left out with a mediocre resume. A little bit more. He also said he would like medicine practice based on uncorrupted science and not political ideology, which is very rich and ironic coming from you, Rod.
Crudy, your buddy Murphy, the legislator from Greenville, Wisconsin, said he planned to speak from the perspective of an advocate for free speech on college campuses and share his thoughts on diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts, but not in terms of its use in medicine, despite that being the advertised focus of the event. Here's what Murphy said. If you're going to have diversity, equity, and inclusion, we would like to see that diversity also go to intellectual and viewpoint diversity, which doesn't happen today.
He'd like to represent the flat earthers on the panel, Tom.
Let's see what else here. Brian Volkman, a professor of biochemistry at Medical College of Wisconsin, confirmed to the journal via email that he was a faculty host. He says it's regrettable that Raymond, who canceled it, so obviously manipulated by a cancel culture mob comprised of his own faculty and students. The panel will still take place at a location near the campus. Dr. Raymond personally helped us obtain this new location, and the Wisconsin Association of Scholars is grateful for his support. Well, that was nice of
you. Contradictory statements there. Don't they seem a little?
Just a little. I mean, what do you expect, though?
Dominic, Saylor has no peer-reviewed research on diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts. I've never claimed to have authored peer-reviewed articles on DEI, which has absolutely no bearing on whether I should be allowed to speak. I have no credibility or expertise.
You could be on Fox News, then.
Me and Rojo, we should lead this panel. Kind of like Dom and Crude on the Devil's Advocates. Come back with us. We are super qualified.
Are record high energy and water costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive. While you may not ask for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to be without heat, water, or power. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. 5596 or visit www.heat.help. That's www.heat.help.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows level off around 53 tonight under mainly clear skies. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles an hour. High temperatures reach up to 78. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Cloudy skies expected. Tomorrow night, slight chance for scattered rain showers. Lows level off around 54. Turning cooler Friday and Saturday with highs from the mid-60s to the low 70s. Scattered showers possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 80.
A fresh approach to finding common ground in the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
Civic Media.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. It's the 420 break on the hump day. You can join us on the phones at 844-967-2789.
You know, I did low. Rambling around the great state of Wisconsin again today, Dom. Started early, drove up to Wood County. First, I stopped by Plainview. You know what Plainview, you know what that city, little town's famous for?
What?
Ed Gein, the butcher of Plainview.
Oh, no.
My wife brought that to my attention when I mentioned I was going to stop there. I was in the Long Lake area, beautiful part of the state. And then, I went on to Wisconsin Rapids, and I met with the locally grown radio team. We're playing there right now, Dom. You can hear us on the 1320 AM and also on the FM 97.5. And I heard a little bit of Earl Ingram on 1100 AM on the drive up this morning. And on the way back, I heard the Brewers. They didn't play so well today.
No, not so Kershaw. Well today. How about yesterday?
Pitching Jim from Kershaw. Yesterday they lost. Monday they won. So
we did win money. We give those tickets away. All right.
Yeah, when we send our audience to the game down, the Brewers win. But you nearly jinxed the whole weekend. You were the one that effectively said, you know, when we sent you to the game, the Brewers will win. Well, they had two losses and then one on Sunday. But otherwise, your prediction would have been true. You would have jinxed the Brewers into losing.
You're welcome. Yes, it is me. It's karma in me. I control the universe.
They would have been swept, Dom.
Oof.
Because of your jinxing, you said it aloud.
Yeah.
Want to talk about Robin Voss for just a minute, Dom. And also, one thought for you. I know you've also got a convertible. Beautiful, gorgeous day. It's like 78 degrees.
That's a little warmer out there, man. It's cooler by the lake.
I had the top down on the way home.
Nice.
Like hauling ass down the highway, Dom.
Hair blowing in the breeze.
Less so for me, but I did take the hat off for a minute, you know, try to get a little sun up on the chrome dome. But let me ask you, Dom, when you're driving that big-ass Cadillac convertible of yours, you know, baby blue, 1976, yeah, rag top, when you're kicking her back at your arm around the missus, and a song comes on the radio, what song would make you sing out loud? Let's assume Steffi's not there to, you know, to insult you or punch you for doing it. You know, if you're unfettered by audience, if you're singing like nobody's watching, what song would make you sing aloud? Because I did that earlier today. I'm just curious.
And what's okay? Well, you tell me. I mean, I did sing it to a song recently, and I don't recall exactly what it was. I remember thinking to myself, "Oh my God, I have a horrible voice." But then I thought, well, you know, I'm still singing, so that's a good thing. You know, everyone's got a talent. It's just not my greatest talent. But I don't recall the song. What was your song?
You know, that's a good question. I'm not clear either, even though it was earlier today. You know, we are back from 420 break. What can I say, man? Maybe Chris Cornell? I know I was listening to Lithium before I turned on, you know,
a little Soundgarden,
fine Civic Media talk thing. But yeah, man, I was It was either that or Taylor Swift, one or the other. I can't remember. Well,
I mean, Cornell's got had a wonderful voice. That's a hard one to copy. Yeah, I'm thinking more like you know, the heavy metal stuff that I can, you know, a little more yelling is more my style. There's some James Hetfield from Metallica.
Last night, Foo Fighters, Hero. I had my kid in the car and just cranked it on him. I'm like, this is rock and roll, son.
Oh, it's so good.
Nothing, what'd you say, would make you sing aloud?
Oh, I mean, I don't remember anything specific, but I love singing, man. I'm just terrible at it.
Anything from the Frozen soundtrack?
What?
Let it go. I know you'd sing to Frozen. You've got a daughter.
I've never seen it, so I can't speak to it.
What sort of parent hasn't seen Frozen that has
my
daughter?
Kids have seen it. I just haven't seen it.
Haven't you seen every Disney movie up to a certain age? I thought all parents, I thought that was, you know, any new entertainment that came down the pike from Disney, you know, Pixar, whatever. Oh man, put the kids in the station wagon or the minivan back then, and we're going to the movies.
Going to the movies. I like the Shrek. I saw the Shrek. Those were fun. You know, the ones that are kind of written for the kids, but also for the adults. Those are the ones I
sort
like.
Of the double entendre movies.
Right.
Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
I mean, I don't know about that, but
you had a thing for that rabbit, didn't you?
For the rabbit or for the busty woman, just Jessica, was that her name in the cartoon?
I think it was a rabbit.
It was a long time. Well, yeah, Roger was the rabbit, but there was another female cartoon lead as well.
Who you were very into, I feel quite confident. I mean, 844-967-2789. What song makes you sing out loud?
Oh, God.
Here's what makes me complain on the radio. The governance of Speaker Robin Foss. And I'm not the only one. I have the full support of the Cap Times editorial board. Robin Foss proposes the wrong idea at the wrong time for UW.
Yeah, but it's the right place.
A little bit from this article. Op-ed piece, newly elected Madison Alder, MGR Govindajaran.
There you go.
A University of Wisconsin Madison student. It is a long and complicated word. It's a long and winding road to say this word. A University of Wisconsin Madison student who represents much of the campus wisely observed last week, the university has an obligation to protect their students of color. To make us feel welcome, make us feel safe, make us feel like you want us here for more than just diversity points.
Oof.
He spoke as long-term concerns about UW's failure to do enough to make campus a safe and welcoming space for Black students came to a head, with thousands of students of all backgrounds joining protests in the street and online in response to a viral video which a white UW student spouted very racist rhetoric. The protest grew in size and intensity after 200 students held a sit-in last Wednesday in Chancellor Jennifer Mnookin's office. Activists from UW's Black Power Coalition delivered a list of 9 demands. Many of the demands focused on a call for an immediate investigation into expelling the student who is seen speaking in the video, along with other students who are seen and heard in it. LeVar Charleston, UW-Madison Deputy Vice Chancellor for Diversity and Inclusion, simply stated the law does not allow the university to take punitive action for words like these spoken in private spaces, even the words that are racist and hateful. Come back, we'll talk more on the radio.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. Congressman George Santos vowing to clear his name after entering not guilty pleas in federal court on 13 counts, including fraud and misuse of campaign funds and unemployment benefits. Outside court, Santos said he's innocent.
I'm going to fight my battle. I'm going to deliver. I'm going to fight the witch hunt. I'm going to take care of clearing my name, and I look forward to doing that.
The Republican representative is out on $500,000 bond. He is free to return to Congress. Homeland Security issuing new immigration restrictions that will kick in when Title 42 expires tomorrow. The pandemic-era health rule allowed border agents to expel asylum seekers. Officials are preparing for a surge of migrants. The mayor of Philadelphia says the search for two escaped inmates is a priority. The pair escaped Sunday from the Philadelphia Industrial Correctional Center. It took 19 hours before officials discovered the missing. The union representing correctional officers says the city prison is understaffed. This is ABC News.
Local radio for your community. Civic Media, broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. A 62-year-old Waukesha man has been arrested and could face charges of disorderly conduct, intimidation of a victim, and false imprisonment after he allegedly chased four boys playing ding-dong ditch on May 8th and then forced one of them into his car with the intention of taking him to either his parents or the police. Police later found the pair, who didn't know each other, in the parking lot of a Woodman's grocery store. The boy has been reunited with his parents. Newly elected State Senator Dan Knodel will serve as the chair of the Senate Shared Revenue, Elections, and Consumer Protection Committee. It was announced on Tuesday. Knodel, who represents Wisconsin's 8th Senate District, signed on to a letter urging former Vice President Mike Pence to delay certifying the 2020 presidential results. Knodel replacing longtime Senator Alberta Darling, who retired late last year. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
At Ho-Chunk Gaming and Cruiser, we're getting you ready for the hog days of summer. Giving away a brand new 2023 Harley-Davidson trike. Now through June 24th, go to Ho-Chunk Gaming and Cruiser. Earn 25 points on your rewards club card to be entered to win. Plus, $10 rewards play up to four times a day. Stick around and use your rewards club card, because we're heating up this summer with hourly hot seats happening from noon to 9 p.m. Clear your calendar and come in June 24th. We'll be giving away a 2023 Harley-Davidson trike along with five cash consolation winners. Roar into the summer at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Cruiser. We're celebrating all mothers at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Cruiser Sunday, May 14th. Moms will receive $10 rewards play after earning 25 slot points and be eligible to win hourly drawings for a basket filled with gifts as unique as a mother's love. Then every Saturday in May, you may think it's time to make over. Okay, you get the hint. You can win your share of $5,000 in gift cards to a home improvement store to tackle the project of your dreams with our May Makeover promotion at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the grave digger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standing room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, out come tickets.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
The Devil's Advocates, radio for nasty women everywhere.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. It's sunny, it's gorgeous. You know you want to sing out loud, or scream out loud as the case may be at times. We'll get to the phones, but you may be called upon to sing a little on the radio. Just be aware.
No, don't do it.
You never know. I have weird requests of our audience. 844-967-2789. Nothing kinky. Just, you know, might ask him to sing a few bars. Dom, I want to get back to this op-ed in Robin Foss and diversity just for a moment longer from the body of the editorial. Diversity, equity, and inclusion programs won't solve all the problems on the UW campus, but they have a vital role to play in making the campus safer and more welcoming for students of color. Indeed, if recent events have taught us anything, it is that the programs are needed now more than ever. Unfortunately, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss decided last week to declare war on these programs. Voss's timing could not have been worse, and his thinking could not have been more wrong-headed. Even as students were making well-reasoned demands for enhanced diversity, equity, and inclusion programs, Voss was pressuring UW-Madison and other schools in the UW system to zero out funding that currently supports such programs. If money is not reallocated from these initiatives, Voss threatened to cut overall funding for the system. Voss claims that diversity programs, which he say cost $16 million each year, are making the state's universities, and here's the quote, into institutions of indoctrination. A little bit more from the speaker. The offices are teaching students to view the world entirely through the lens of race, which only grows the racial divide, argued the speaker. The Cap Times editorial board, Dom, argue Voss is wrong.
Curdy, they continue. Diversity, equity, and inclusion programs seek to realize the full promise of universities by assuring that students, staffers, and faculty members from all backgrounds are given every opportunity to realize their potential in academic settings and in life. As the UW-Madison School of Education explained, these programs seek to promote equity and inclusion, quote, by reducing barriers to access, increasing the demographic diversity of our staff, faculty, and students, and encouraging scholarship, teaching, and service that embraces and engages the full measure of the diversity of our society, unquote. The editorial continues, that's hardly a radical construct. In fact, that is precisely what a modern university should be doing. Students are simply demanding that UW-Madison do more in this regard, which makes sense, not just because of the controversy involving the racist video, but because of the need for the school to do more to recruit and retain top students and faculty members. Eliminating diversity, equity, and inclusion programs, as Voss proposes to do, would make the UW-Madison and other UW system schools outliers at a time when they should be leaders. If Voss wants Wisconsin to be on the cutting edge of achievement and innovation when it comes to higher education,
he doesn't
as we
care.
Certainly hope he does, the Cap Times editorial says, the speaker and his colleagues should use the state's massive budget surplus to steer more resources towards the UW system. That will give our universities the freedom and flexibility they need to educate all students, conduct vital research, and serve the whole of the state via the Wisconsin Idea Agenda that for more than a century has addressed challenges facing Wisconsinites and their communities. Some of that funding should go to expanding diversity, equity, and inclusion programs because they represent a smart investment in the future of the UW system. Instead of rejecting the demands of UW students, Robin Voss should be heeding their wise counsel. The speaker may not agree with every recommendation, but he should recognize that diversity, equity, and inclusion programs are not the problem. They are part of the solution. The Cap Times editorial writes today.
844-967-2789. Going to the phones against my better judgment. CJ, before you rant or rave about Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, any other topic, what song makes you sing aloud in the car, CJ, when nobody's watching?
The New Radicals, You Get What You Give.
Maybe we could look that one up for you. So,
oh, my God, please. You want to get up and dance, baby.
See, Brickhouse gets me dancing, CJ. Is that the same song? Will that one make you dance? And I'm familiar with the song. But is that because it makes you dance or sing? Because those are two different things. Like, Brickhouse makes me dance, but other songs make me sing.
Well, actually, it's kind of has a personal context to me, but I'm going to keep that to myself. But it's a very meaningful that I love to sing, and I'll actually stop the car and dance to it. So I've been known to do that right in the middle of traffic. So, I'm kind of surprised. As far as news goes today, I can't believe you didn't start and open up with that I was proven right again that the Biden family is bought and paid for. And did you watch?
I was on the road, CJ. Were you listening? Because I've already described the fact that I've been to Wisconsin Rapids in Plainview, and I listened to a little of the SiriusXM between the radio shows. But no, I didn't hear that there was any there. You're talking about the Comer don't indict Hunter before I can lay the goods out on him?
It's not Hunter. It's not Hunter. It's even his grandchildren. $10 million bought and paid for. I've said it since before the election.
Well, again, there's nothing tying in this report, if I may, CJ, and I appreciate you're very concerned about the children of presidents and family members of presidents making gobs of money. I posted a piece on the Hill, and you can get to it. There's a link to the 36-page report based on some bank records. Doesn't show any foreign money flowing directly to Joe Biden. But the case being, if you're concerned and think that there is an issue with, you know, family members of politicians getting paid, what are your thoughts about the bone saw Saudis giving Jared Kushner $2 billion of a fund that Jared Kushner never did that kind of work before? Yeah, do you think that's acceptable?
He's not an investment advisor. He's not even a very good real estate mogul.
Okay, so that's $2 billion. Do you think that this committee, this oversight committee headed by Comer, should be looking into that? You're talking about $2 billion directly to one person who worked in the White House, made hundreds of millions of dollars while in the White House. But here we have Comer going after Biden. I just want to know, are you consistent in your criticism of this kind of behavior, CJ?
He wasn't the vice president like Joe Biden was. So the mere fact that you
What does that have to do with? This is a family member. The grandkids of Joe Biden aren't the vice president either, dude. So what is your point?
Does it matter to you? It was an ally. It wasn't from the Communist China Party either. But he probably filed taxes. There's potential proof. And you guys,
potential proof. I could potentially slam dunk a basketball, CJ. You could potentially make a good point someday. If it's proven that there's some family members of Hunter Biden getting paid by the Chinese or the Russians or the Saudis, and it's nefarious, sure, okay, go after them. Well, there's already issues with Trump and his family, and nobody, you don't give a damn about that.
844-967-2789. Dom, I have cast unneeded aspersion on Plainview. It apparently is not the home of Ed Gein, as Mike from Brookfield is called to correct me on the air and on the record.
All right.
What do you got for us, Mike?
Hey, Mike.
Yeah. You keep saying Plainview or Plainville or something like that. It's a Plainfield, Wisconsin. That's where Ed Gein's from. My dad grew up there, and he actually knew Ed. In fact, my whole family knew Ed.
You know,
they didn't have dinner together.
They had dinner together?
What?
No, they did not have dinner together.
Yeah, right.
I was it Leatherface Stew? What were they serving?
Well, he did like to give away deer sausage, but no one ever saw him get a deer.
No one ever saw him get a deer. You know who else goes deer hunting every year but never gets a deer? Scott Walker.
Scott Walker.
I wouldn't eat anything Scott Walker was given, Mike. Sorry to cut you short, man. Your phone's a little bad. That and you corrected me on the radio. 844.
Plainfield. Where were you at? I thought you said Plainfield.
Plainview. I was in Plainview.
Gotcha. Okay.
The lovely Mrs. Crudy was correct in her assessment that Ed Gein was the butcher of Plainview, and it was Plainfield. I got it wrong. I blame Liza. 844.
She's 967-2789. You can call Liza. We take all callers.
Do we? Not hers, not right now. Jake from Milwaukee will take yours, though. Welcome. What do you got for us, Jake?
Hey, Jake.
Hey, yeah. So, you know, guys don't like Robin Voss? I don't get it. Anyways.
I don't like his governance. Personally, I got nothing against the man.
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm just saying, like, it was weird to hear CJ actually be human. Thanks, CJ.
You know what? CJ exposes himself.
You guys, but you guys are able to do that. Like, if you listen to Whitey Tidy guys, they can't do it. They're incapable of actually saying, hey, you know, we have some stuff in common. Why don't we talk about it? Right? Whereas you guys, I'm like, hey, come on, we can disagree on stuff, but what do you like to do other than that? Or do you like to drink a beer? What's your favorite beer? You know, that kind of stuff is something that our country is missing. And I just want to say that's really cool. And normally, I actually, you know, I'm down on you guys because you guys kind of suck all the time. But this time is pretty cool. And CJ didn't rap. Never mind. I'm just talking crap right now.
Jake, anyway, now that you've talked all the crap, what are you singing for us on the radio today?
Oh, my gosh. I love so
Carpool
many
Carpool karaoke time for you, Jake. You've walked out the plank, man. Now it's you're on the hot seat.
Okay. 21st Century Digital Boy by Bad Religion. That's a song I sing to all the time. Not dance, but sing. You don't want to see me dance. That's not pretty.
I don't think I want to hear you sing either, Jake. But we appreciate you calling,
No, you got to hum a little. You got to sing a little, Jake. It's not just naming the tune. It's you got to sing like two lines.
Okay, 21st Century Digital Boy. I got a lot of I forgot. Okay, all right. I'm out of here. I don't have
it's
a voice
the pressure.
For radio.
It's the pressure.
It's not cool when we pressure you, is it, Jake?
There it is. That's what I'm talking about.
Does that mean the segment's over? Are we done now?
We got another minute, 2 minutes here. Let's get one more in. Mark, you're up. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Mark from the sack.
Oh, God. If CJ pulled over in front of me and started dancing on the side of the highway, I'd call the cops and say, this poor guy's having a seizure.
I'd hit the gas pedal.
No, do not play in traffic, children.
Mark, what song makes you single out in traffic?
Maybe Billy Joel is Piano Man, or then you had to be a big shot. I can't repeat the lyrics, you know, verbatim right now, but I mean, but those.
I can't. Should we sing together, Mark? I was in a piano bar not that long ago, and I sang all those songs all night long.
Oh, boy. I don't know if anyone wants to hear me sing. So maybe.
Little Billy Joel for you, Mark. Sing it for us, fellas. Sing it.
Yeah, thanks. You had to be a big shot, didn't you? And that's about all I can. Yep.
It's tough. You know, it's one thing speaking on the radio, but when we put a little pressure, that hot spotlight on you, no one wants to be a big shot. Dom does. Sing a little, Dom. Sing a little. Or not. Or no. Come back here, phone calls and singing. 844-967-2789. Last night, you know what
everything's about. You had to have a white hot. This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the grave digger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, out come ticket.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows level off around 53 tonight under mainly clear skies. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles an hour. High temperatures reach up to 78. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Slight chance for scattered rain showers. Lows level off around 54. Turning cooler Friday and Saturday, with highs from the mid-60s to the low 70s. Scattered showers possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 80.
Keeping the Fox Valley connected, informed, and entertained. This is Civic Media.
Sentinel. As family files appeal, Wausau School Board launches a new review of the teacher who used racial slurs.
Another investigation, Dom. Are they investigating the investigators? Or instead of the whitewashing from the HR department that seemingly we got the last time, do you think there would be a legitimate investigation? Because there are a lot of specific incidents that we've seen in the reporting that apparently were kind of swept under the rug by the school district.
Seemingly. Just a little bit here. Less than 24 hours after it heard a litany of complaints about the Wausau School District's retention of a band teacher despite racial and homophobic conduct, the school board on Tuesday announced it would hire an independent attorney to conduct a new investigation. On the same day, attorney Elizabeth Lambert of the Wisconsin Education Law and Policy Hub filed an appeal with the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction, saying the district erred in dismissing a complaint against Wausau High School teacher Robert Perkins. Lambert is representing Manny and Tuan Vongpekdi, along with their son, who filed an official complaint of harassment and discrimination with the district against Perkins on April 5th. As we mentioned yesterday, they're of Hmong and Lao descent. Their son is a senior at the high school, is openly gay. They said Perkins directed racial and homophobic slurs at the son, who's been too traumatized to regularly attend class. Lambert told the USA Today Network in Wisconsin that she's concerned the district, quote, just got the law wrong because the definition of harassment in state law and district policy does not make allowances for intent. Remember they said, oh, you know, I know it causes unease, but, you know, and yes, they were racial and sexist in nature, but they didn't mean to harm anybody. They didn't mean to do anybody any harm. And we refer to also some other news from yesterday's. Apparently, this teacher referred to some Mexican students as Mexican 1 and Mexican 2. And when he found out that one of his students was came out as bisexual, called her into his office to watch a YouTube video of some lady dancing with an instrument and asked her if he thought that she was, you know, sexy, if it turned her on. Totally, absolutely inappropriate and creeper. But apparently, perhaps some of the blowback was being felt by the school board, and they have now decided to do a further investigation.
If you're listening on Bull Falls Radio, WXCO, let us know if you got something to say. 844-967-2789. Nancy from Monroe. Welcome, Nancy. What do you got for us?
Hi, Nancy.
Hey, yeah. I just want to, just wondering about how many women that are not signing up for the UW school since Roe versus Wade and since Wisconsin has changed its laws, just on that alone.
Yeah. I think it's hard to say, but I would assume it's in the minds of women at that age. My daughter is 18 years old, right? These are things that are in consideration. If you go to a state where they don't have a board of rights, yeah, maybe they stay away, Nancy.
Yep. And then I just want to say for a song, ZZ Top, Legs. Just
like, nice.
Nancy, do you have legs?
I used to when I was younger. But it
awesome,
was
Nancy. Thank you
song.
So much. We appreciate it. 844-967-2789. And not you know, these legs are made for walking, but ZZ Top legs. I'm digging it, Nancy.
Why, what's this?
There we go.
That was a great video. Back in the dawn of MTV, they played this one a lot, didn't they?
Yes.
Not as much as like Thriller,
couple
but they
of big
played
videos.
It a lot.
Yeah. That was a good time back then. Those younger days when they actually played music on MTV.
Do they do that now?
I haven't watched it in a while.
Do they even make music videos? I mean, I know they do, but it's like for YouTube. And aren't they effectively giving their music away for free on YouTube? And I know there's something to be said for lots and lots of listens, but not if it doesn't pay you, right? Are they generating revenue selling Taylor Swift swag because she's
on YouTube? And my impression is, you know, the way that music has been it's a comedy,
commoditized,
right? They make a lot of money here, a big chunk of that money on the swag, on the shirts and the sales from the concert tours. You got to be on the road. You want to make that money.
You know, my greatest regret in doing this radio show, and I know CJ is still listening, that somewhere along the line, CJ got Devil's Advocate swag and he paid us nothing for it. I mean, I've been to some recent concerts, man. $50 t-shirts, dude.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Is that the cost of production? Is that supply chain issues?
Nope.
Are you just sticking it to your
the brand,
bands?
Baby.
I already paid Ticketmaster's fees to get in here. Kind of sucks.
I think the last concert t-shirt.
Mostly because we don't have
Guns N' Roses. They came to, you know, the Pfizer. If you're in Milwaukee, you got to see him a couple of years ago. So I got, you know, the classic old school GNR t-shirt.
Another song, although it's not their song, it's a cover. Live and Let Die. I always sing that one aloud.
That Sweet Child of Mine?
Oh, then you got to do the whole serpentine thing, you know? Mr. Brownstone liked that one quite a bit as well. Less family friendly, though.
A little less. Rocket Queen, a little less family friendly, but you know, all good music.
What was the one that Axl Rose supposedly had sex with the girlfriend of the drummer?
Rocket Queen, yeah.
And then plays her out in the background. And dude had to play every concert, hearing presumably his ex girlfriend squealing in ecstasy in the background.
Good times had by all.
Is that a little too much for a relationship to overcome, Dom?
What, having sex with a rock star and then having the rock star put that on the album? You know,
while you were in the same rock band, would that be a bridge too far, Dom?
No. Well, was it one of the other band members? I guess I'm not clear on the story.
Yes.
Oh, it was.
Yes. Kind of like when Joe in college would try to sleep with any of our girlfriends, just any random woman that walked by. Apparently, it was something like
anybody
that.
Who says yes is who it's all about.
Oh, a friend of yours? Okay, well. You're a friend of mine. Joe's a friendly sort, wasn't he?
Always, always. The most friendly. Very smiley.
We're coming back. We're going to be smiley, Dom. It's going to be a happy hour. You know what? As I was, you know, vehicling around the great state of Wisconsin, what a gorgeous state. But there was a little press conference, and it was George Santos. But first, the scrum before they could even get Santos to the podium. And all I'm hearing is the play out. And I'm just waiting for the profanities to start. Get the blankety blank off my. And then suddenly there was this clear voice. And it was Santos. And he's like, let me through so you can go tell my story to the American people.
Which story is that?
Whichever one he's telling today, Dom.
Right.
Telling stories on the radio, that's what we do each and every day. You're going to stick around for the happy hour because it includes the sound of George Santos. You're not going to want to miss this. One of our prouder moments in radio, I feel quite confident.
Are record high energy and water costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive. While you may not ask for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to be without heat, water, or power. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help. That's www.heat.help.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic ABC Media News. App.
I'm Derek Dennis.